Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 417. I hope you all tuned in the last night and the night before, because I did two-hour radio programs for Greg Szymanski. He has a fantastic program which is on satellite. It goes all over the world. And if you missed it, you can look it up on my website, AlamoMinistries.com, and listen to it there. We can send you a CD or a tape copy of it if you like. And you can receive a tape copy of this program. At the end of the program, Sharon will tell you four different ways that you can receive it. We've got a lot of Bible scriptures tonight. We've got a message from 2 Timothy. We have some testimonies and some music, some singing by the Alamo Quartet. But right now, let's go to the throne of the Lord and ask the Lord to take over this ministry on this tape this evening. Lord, take it over. You always do. That souls will be saved, and that the church will be strengthened. Lord, where Lisa, I'm going to just tell what you say. You say this is the end of time, the very last time. And it's very important for people to be perfect, and we're going to explain this. You see, people like Jim and Tammy Baker. Lord, you remember when Susie told me that those two people will cause such a black eye to the ministry that it'll just be almost impossible to pull, to keep, to be actually a reproach to every true Christian on the face of this earth. And Lord, I pray that, I believe that she just kept it up, this false, this filthy, no one can be perfect doctrine, right to the end. And he and she taught their children to do the same thing, and it's really sad, Lord. But I pray that all the people that have believed those two people that are operating under, that were operating under strong delusion, Tammy, that the people that they influence will pull out of it by your word, because your word is truth. And everything else, the false doctrine that those preached and the things that they did in this world, it's just sad that she's paying the penalty for it right now. And Jim, you're going to pay it too. And all you people that believe those two are people like them, that you can't be perfect. Father, I pray that you'll open the door to just the way that you want this message preached again, so that souls will be saved and that the church will be strengthened. In Jesus' name I pray, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right. One of these days we're all going to wake up, and those of us that are born again of the Spirit, we're going to wake up and we're going to sleep no more. Praise the Lord. And here's the Brothers Keepers Quartet, which is the Alamo Brothers Keepers Quartet, to sing When I Wake Up.
Shout, I'll leave the ground.
When I wake up,
Praise the Lord. Those boys, three of them, they all saved at one time, but they fell away, three of them. That's four of them there, and only one remains serving the Lord at this time. And a lot of people say, well, we don't have to be in the church to serve the Lord, but the Bible says that you're to remain where you were called in these last days. They fell away, and I know that there's a lot of these, lot of them that have gone back into their old life. They're out there. We're going to be reading some scriptures about the different things that the Apostle Paul went through, and I could relate with him because there's many of the same things that happened and are continuing to happen to me. And I know that I'm not out water skiing and going to football games, and I'm not going to nightclubs and bars and going out there what they consider to be a good time, because I'd rather go through persecutions here on this earth and to go through all types of fire than to wind up swimming in a lake of fire at the end of the line. And so anybody that is living godly in Christ Jesus, all the people that do, are going to suffer persecution. We'll be reading scriptures on that later, but right now we have a couple of testimonies. Where's the first one from, please?
From Londonderry, New Hampshire.
Incidentally, Tommy Scarcello is still the one out of those four that remains. Okay, and then as I mentioned before, people that say you can't fall away, they're dirty liars. Don't believe them, because we've had thousands upon thousands of people in just the Los Angeles church alone, not including all the churches all over the world. And in that church alone, we had a choir and orchestra of around 150 souls that were just in the choir and orchestra alone. And I would say, after really scrutinizing it very well, more than 90% of them fell away from the Lord, and they are definitely, some of them, out on drugs and in homosexuality, and they were really saved. And the Bible states that there'll be a great falling away from the Lord. And so anybody that tries to tell me that hasn't happened, that's the same kind of people that tell you that the Jews were not in concentration camps and the things that happened to them. 6 million of them were not really killed. That Auschwitz really didn't exist and all that stuff. You're dirty, filthy liars. You know, there's so many liars in this world. The Bible says, let every man be called a liar, but the Lord be called the truth. He said that people fall away, and that there's so many warnings to not fall away, because if you do, it's like you're re-crucifying the Lord Jesus Christ unto yourself and putting him out to an open shame. It's like stomping on the blood of Jesus and on the word of God to say such rotten, filthy lies. And then these same people are the ones that call themselves the righteousness of God. No, we're righteous only in Christ. If we're in him and he's in us and we're continuing on, we're not out water skiing. The girls are not going out dating boys and having money in their pocket like the Sweats say. And the Eon Man, so we've just dug up a letter where they say they're out water skiing and on the beach. And, you know, these are things that they're doing right now. And the world is coming to an end. The end of time is at hand. And they never left the church. I threw them out because they were undermining this church. They were telling lies. They were doing all kinds of things in the church that the Lord does not want me to allow in here. You know, there's a lot of churches in the world. You can go to them. But I want this church, the church that I pastor, to be a place where the Lord can say that we're really, you may say that we're legalistic. I'd rather be legalistic than illegal. Amen?
Amen.
Like Tammy Faye, and you say, you shouldn't be talking about the dead. Well, where does it say that in the Bible? I mean, we're supposed to tear down all the filthy, rotten things that they're saying. Amen?
Amen.
I had a man come into my church who is a very well-known man. He used to be their music director. And he came into my my house and knocked on the door and let him in. And I was I took him down into our den in the house. And he told me, I want to make a confession. I said, well, look, I'm not the Lord. You're supposed to confess your sins to the Lord and our faults one to another. I cannot forgive sin, and neither can Tammy Faye. She can't, of course, anymore. She just died Friday. And either can Jim. And God never sold books and, you know, all kinds of paraphernalia and statues like the Crystal Cathedral does. Oh, come on, buy your statues over here. This is sick, okay? Mm-hmm. Somebody has to tear down everything that exalts itself above the Word of God. Amen?
Amen.
So he came over and told me that Jim Baker came over to him and he says, Tammy and I were messing around with each other. And I said, man, how can you do that? She's somebody else's wife. Man, not only that, you're singing gospel music and producing gospel music and you're doing all these things and professing to be a Christian. How could you? But, well, nobody's perfect. I says, get out of here. That's the lawless society that the Lord promised in his covenant that would come one of these days. And he said that the man of sin, the lawless one, would come. Well, the lawless one, the man of sin, actually is the Antichrist. It's the corporate body of Antichrist. A lot of people say, well, it's this man or that man. No, that man of sin is a corporate body of people, just like the man Christ Jesus is, we're his body. And the people that are Antichrist are the body of Satan that he lives in on this earth. And we, the people of the Lord, are the body, the corporate body that Christ lives in on this earth. And the Lord wants to put us on that we're his garment that he walks around in. We're made out of dirt, but his spirit, when he enters into us, purges us, and the spirit mortifies our desire to sin anymore, so long as we continue reading his word. Now, Jesus, the Bible says, is the word of God, that the word of God came into the world in the flesh as the Son of Man. And he came into the world, God came into the world inside of a human being. And that's the way he operates to this very day. He operates in humans. And Satan operates in humans. So I told him, look, man, you're born again of the Spirit. You can't do these things. And it was in all the tabloids. I mean, they just ballyhooed it. And Jim Baker came up to him and says, did you have oral sex? Did my wife have oral sex with you? And this man says, wait a minute, man, you're talking about your wife. You're talking about your wife. Did she have oral sex with you? You're talking about your wife, this guy said. And I says, oh, man, you know, why would you even allow? You're supposed to shun the very appearance of evil and flee from the very appearance of evil. And this man, Jim Baker, says, well, I'm going to blackball you in the industry. I'm going to tell every Christian work in this country what you did to my wife and what she did to you. And when I was in prison for the gospel, I was sent there. I was railroaded in. It was a false accusation about taxes, just like they get. You know, if they can't get you one way, they tried to get me 100 different ways, and they couldn't because there was no truth. But they lined up a bunch of liars, like Eon Man and Bill Levy and a whole bunch of other ones. And they went in there and lied their heads off. They let a guy out of prison. They threatened him that if they would not tell false accusations about me, that they would send them to prison or they'd be persecuted. And the people that have been in my church, they realize that they persecute people, the government, because the government is under the orders of the Roman Catholic cult. Now, you know, I'm supposed to do this. You know, the Lord tells me to do this. So I said, look, man, you know, you better never, ever go near a female again for the rest of your life, especially somebody else's wife. I mean, well, the Lord says, I'm going to have Michelle read all kinds of scriptures about how that we must be perfect, we must be without spot or blemish. And I was just watching the Larry King show tonight of a program that he had on with Jim Baker and his daughter and Tammy Faye Baker a year ago, where she was still alive, of course, and she was there with her son. And the son, you know, the Bible tells us not to pierce our bodies or anything, and this kid of theirs has got pierces in his eyebrows and eyelids and his ears and his, what did he have in his nose?
His lip.
Man, I mean, that's what the heathen do, is pierce their bodies. He had tattoos running up and down his arms. And he's going to show the world that he's going to be just as worldly, or if not worldlier, than them. And we're supposed to show the world Christ living in us. We're to allow the Lord to do that. And I'm not saying this to cause them any trouble. I'm not like Jerry Falwell, who falsely accused me of having bodyguards. He had to face up to that at the judgment bar of God, too. And Tammy Faye, she had to go out to meet God, too. And she just says, God loves me, and I know I'm going to heaven, no matter if I did oral sex with other men. And if Jim Baker had homosexual activities in prison, because a lot of prisoners that were coming from Springfield, because he checked himself in to the hospital in Springfield, Missouri, and also up in, I believe it was in Minnesota, someplace where they have a prison hospital there. And he said his nerves were just shot, and there was all kinds of young boys that stated that he was having homosexual relationships with them. Now, I'm sick and tired of people like that professing to be Christians, just like my late wife Susie said, that these people are going to make a black eye to the gospel like no one has ever done before on the face of this earth. Tony, she says, because they're on TV and they're spreading that false doctrine that God is not, that he, no one can be perfect, and they're out there swinging around with women and men. He's having sex with men and women, and she's having the same thing going, and they're on drugs. And my God, Tony, she said. She said, you know, and I'm going on to be with the Lord, but by God, you're going to have to put up with all that stuff. And she says, I know, I just pray to God that you, I know that you'll rebuke and reprove every one of these unrighteous reprobates. God has sent them strong delusions because they don't have the love of the truth in them. But anyway, I just wanted to get that off my chest, because I'd surely hate to die and go on to be with the Lord without pulling the sheets and blankets out of them. And this Larry King just built her up to the stars. You'll never see them building any true Christian pastor or preacher or teacher. You'll never see them exalting them. You'll always see them exalt the Pope or people that are giving a black eye to the gospel. You'll always see these worldly people like Larry King and others, many, many others, exalting people like that. She always had a smile on her face, and she always laughed. So does Bozo the Clown. Amen?
Amen.
I mean, that doesn't mean she's Christian. I mean, Jesus wept. Amen?
Amen.
And the Apostle Paul was hungry and thirsty and persecuted and beaten and stoned. And the same thing happened to me. I'm not talking about being stoned on marijuana or anything. I mean, we had rocks thrown on us, and people stomped our heads in on the highway. I did, on Sierra Highway. Same thing with Paul. Jesus, the same way they were stoning him. We need to live a life of water skiing like these Eon Mans and all these backsliders that swallowed that doctrine of Jim and Tammy Baker and all the other phonies that are on television saying that you can't be perfect. The Bible says that when we have the Spirit of the Lord in us, when Christ is in us, we could become sons of God, and all things are possible with us. We can stand and we can prevail over sin, Satan, and the world. And Billy Graham, I just saw one of his ancient messages today, and he says, well, I'm so glad that I'm not a teenager living up in this society, because there's so much temptation. But let me tell you, teenagers out there, and you parents that have teenagers, that it doesn't make any difference what this society is. Lot lived in a bad society too, over in Sodom and Gomorrah. But he was clean. He clean escaped, because God is able, if you're a young Christian, you're a young boy or girl, or an old man or an old woman, God can keep you and take you out of this mess here and deliver you to a place of solitude where you can just stay inside the house if you get too tempted, and get your nose and your eyeballs into the Bible and start looking upward and start praising and thanking the Lord so that you are able to do all things in Christ Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Now, I had to get that off my chest, folks. And if you say, oh, she's dead now and you shouldn't talk about her, those weasels out there are still talking bad about my wife, and she was as straight as an arrow.
Amen.
Okay? And so the Bible tells me to pull down all these different strongholds of Satan, everything that exalts itself over the Word of God. The Word of God says we have to be perfect. Let's read some of those scriptures now before we get into any testimonies of how great my ministry is here. I don't want to exalt, I'd rather do that than have people saying, oh, you're just a wonderful preacher and we got saved through your literature and all that stuff. Start out right away, please. Of course, you know, now, before you do that, there's just so many things that I'm wanting to say. And but we have to, one of them would be from the third chapter of the book of 2 Timothy. I've got chapter 4 in my bead here. Now, here it says, verse 1 in chapter 3 of 2 Timothy says, but know this, all you people, I want you to know this, the Holy Spirit is saying through the Apostle Paul, that in the last days, perilous times will come. And what are the perilous times? It says, for men will be lovers of themselves. Not lovers of God. They won't be lovers of God's word to preach it as it is. They want to pierce their lips and their eyelids and their noses and their ears with piercings. And God only knows what else they've pierced underneath their clothes. I know a lot of people know what that means. But I'm to preach the word. Amen?
Amen.
So know that in the last days, perilous days, perilous times will come. The peril is that men are lovers of their own selves, their own doctrines. And being a democracy, you know, democracy means everybody's got their own opinion. We're not supposed to go by our own ideas or our own opinions. We're supposed to go by the Word of God. The Word of God, you creeps, you bakers. I would to God that God would take all of you out of the way so that you stop spewing this filthy, dirty lies against God's Word. So, for men will be lovers of themselves, their own doctrines. Everyone says, well, that's not my opinion. They'd be lovers of money. Lovers of money. Also, other than lovers of their own doctrines, boasters. Proud. So proud that they raise themselves and their opinions above God's words. Blasphemers. They blaspheme God by saying, you don't have to be perfect to get into the kingdom of heaven. Aren't you? You know, you'll be like God. You'll create your own heavens and your own earth. disobedient to parents. And parents, the Bible says that the Apostle Paul said, through the Holy Spirit, that I have become your parent. I have begotten you through the Holy Spirit. So you're disobedient to the preaching of all these different apostles, Jesus, who is the Word of God, and all the apostles that preach His Word. Disobedient to parents. Unthankful for having the Word of God here to guide us into the, and guide you, reprobates, into the kingdom of God if you just believe the Lord. And you're unholy. Well, wait a minute, they're saying nobody can be holy. God says unholy. You are unholy. Those that keep the commandments are holy. Those that keep the commandments are dead to this world. Unloving, they don't keep God. Love means to keep God's commandments. That's what the meaning of love is. Unloving. Unforgiving. Well, you're saying, Tony, you're not forgiving them. No, I can't forgive sins, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm not like Jim and Tammy Baker that says, I forgive them. They said of this miserable creature also that turned him in for being a bunch of weasels, Jerry Falwell. They said, well, we've forgiven him. Great. You're greater than I am because you say that you can forgive sins. The Bible doesn't say that you can or I can either, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't forgive people that are the devil like you people. Besides, you haven't come and asked me for forgiveness. All right? Now, you're slanderers. You actually come against the people that are preaching the Word of God down the line. You slander them, and then you get uptight because I tell the truth about you. This isn't slander. This is the truth. This is keeping God's commandments to pull you down, those of you people that exalt yourself and your doctrine above the Word of God. You're slanderers. Without self-control. You're uncontrollable. Anybody that wants to tape your lips or, you know, hang a loop in there and on your nose, in your ear, in your eyelid, or wherever, you just say you can't, no self-control. Some homosexual wants to have sex with you, you do it. Some musical director wants to mess around with your wife. Your wife says, we're not going to hell because the Lord forgave us of all of our past, present, and future sins. That's a lie. Amen. That's one of the biggest lies that was ever told. Don't believe it. She knows that now, okay?
Yeah.
God sent her strong delusions to make her believe a lie, but, you know, it doesn't make any difference. God's word will stand in the end. You don't have any self-control. You're brutal. You brutally pull down the word of God, but I put you down. The word of God puts you down, and I exalt the word of God. Yeah, this is Roman Catholic cult doctrine. You know, these people are all of the Roman Catholic cult. They're the ones that are against. They were against Susie, myself, and my entire church. That actually is the Church of the Lord. Wherever all of the people of the Lord are all over this world, little clusters here and there. That's Roman Catholic cult doctrine. Amen.
Amen.
Once saved, always saved. Baptist and Catholic. They're both one. Despisers of good. You despise what the Bible says, which is good. Amen.
Amen.
That the Word of God is true. You're despisers of it. You are traitors. You see how Falwell, even though they're both unrighteous, how he betrayed Jim Baker. They're both the same kind of cat, you know. Headstrong. I'm going to do it my way. I'll show people. Jim Baker has a reputation of being a good salesman. He knows how to bring in funds. That's why Robertson hired him is to bring in funds into their place out in Norfolk. Haughty! Oh, my God. They're just like above God. They believe what Satan told them, that they're God. Amen?
Amen.
Lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. They do not love God because God is the Word. Amen?
Amen.
God is the Word. Having a form of godliness, they come on and say, thank you, Jesus, praise you, Jesus, everybody, and they laugh and giggle, and they play puppy shows and all this kind of stuff that Jesus never would think of doing, or the Apostle Paul, or any of us true Christians. They have a form of godliness that deceives people, though, but they deny God's power. And His power, Jesus, the Word of God, is, He says, all power in heaven and on earth belongs to me. Now, if you don't have faith in the Word of God, you can't receive anything. Bible says if you don't have faith, then you have doubt. And if He says by faith, you're saved, and by doubt, you're damned. He says, go preach the real gospel, not this phony stuff that those people have been preaching all these years. And most of the people out there are preaching today. But preach the Word. Amen?
Amen.
So having a form of godliness, but denying God's power. Now, Jesus said, all power in heaven and on earth belongs to me, the Word of God. So they're absolutely denying the Word of God. They're saying you can't be perfect. Because there's no power in the Word of God to make you perfect. But I'm saying, and the Bible says, that the Word of God is all power.
Amen.
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 All power in heaven and on earth belongs to me, God said. That Jesus is the wisdom and the power of God. Not Jim and Tammy Baker or any of these other false preachers. And from such people, the Bible commands you, now this is the deal, if you're going to be in the contract, turn away from them. Shake the dust of your feet off at them if they don't receive the Word of God. Turn away from them. Now, we're going to read some of the scriptures that tell that we have to be perfect. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, now, where's the first scripture?
Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 13.
That's even the Old Testament. Now, the oracles of God are the Word of God, and it says, what profit is there in being a Jew? And the Apostle Paul, by the Holy Spirit, says, much in every way, for it was to them that the oracles of God were given in the first place. That means the Word of God. In other words, they were told about the plan of salvation before you Gentiles were. And even to prove that in the New Testament, the Lord said that He's preaching the gospel to the Jew first. Amen?
Amen.
So the oracles, the gospel was given to them. And we Jews, my name is Bernie Lazar Hoffman, also known as Tony Alamo, we're preaching the gospel to you Gentiles in the last days. That's a sign that it's the very end time.
Mm.
There's 144,000 of us that... I don't know, they might all be doing it right now. All right? But go ahead and read some more.
Thou shalt be perfect with the Lord thy God.
Oh, you shall be perfect? Well, but I saw Jim and Tammy Baker and their kids say you can't be. And so does this guy from Atlanta, Georgia. He says, no one's perfect. Well, you better be or you're not getting into heaven. There's not anyone going to get in if they got one sin stain on their soul. All your sins, you have to be perfect as the Lord is perfect. And if He's in you, you can do it.
Amen.
Because He does it in you. Okay, and then what else? But you have to discipline yourself to be disciplined by Him. Okay, and you hear me too. All right, Mr. Larry King. All right? Go ahead. Larry Kink. Okay, Larry Kink. Then what?
1 Kings chapter 8, verse 61.
Okay, what?
Let your heart, therefore, be perfect with the Lord our God. Walk.
I thought you can't. Jim and Tammy say you can't. What's that guy in Atlanta, Georgia? Charles
Stanley.
Charles Stanley says, oh, who can't be perfect? You're not, Charles? You're kinky, too? Oh, my God. Well, then you better... You know, there's a lot of people. Heaven is going to be the biggest upset that ever happened, because a lot of you people that think these guys are going to be in heaven, and you're going to see them being sent down into hell.
Yeah.
And some people that are in prison, that are there on false charges, and are really Christians, and people that are have taken the lowly spot, and they go out through the streets and witness and testify. They're not trying to build any heritage villages or anything like that, or carnivals. The people that are down on the streets witnessing, they're going to heaven. And all these posts, these people that think they're big shots, are going to be in hell. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
Let your heart therefore be perfect with the Lord our God, to walk in His statutes and to keep His commandments as at this day.
Okay, that's the Bible.
Amen.
Now, of course, it's not Jim and Tammy Baker. You have to choose who you're going to listen to. Amen?
Amen.
God or the devil that's talking right out of their mouths.
Amen.
Okay, then what?
Psalms 119, verses 1 through 3. Blessed are the undefiled in the way.
Undefiled? Well, they say you can't be undefiled. Charles Stanley and all of these major preachers say, you know, you can't. We're not perfect. Well, they're not going to heaven then. Okay?
Amen.
They're not. So, you know, you might as well stop listening to them, because they're leading the blind. They're blind, and they're leading blind people. Both of them are going into the ditch. Okay, then what?
Who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep His testimonies and that seek Him with the whole heart. They
Anybody that's saying that you can't be perfect, they're not seeking the Lord with their whole heart. They're good. Some of them can talk real good. They can raise funds. They know how to do that. But, you know, we're not called to raise funds. Okay, we're called to preach the Word.
Amen.
The Word of God. We're not called to listen to a bunch of reprobates like they are out there. Then what?
They also do no iniquity.
They don't do any iniquity. Like, you know, your wife can't be having oral sex with some man, okay?
Amen.
Your wife can't be having sex with some female. You yourself, Jim Baker, you can't be having homosexual acts and riding in a car, this other guy over in Baton Rouge, you know, with the whore and wanting to have sex with the whore and the daughter of the whore. Well, you're... Okay, you can't do that. You can, but you're going to pay for it, okay? You have to preach that kind of doctrine to make yourself feel good, and you just love it when a lot of people believe that false doctrine, because it gives you some pleasure to have somebody that you... that are stupid and blind, and they believe the same thing you do. And it gives you some kind of a pension, you know? You get a few bucks come rolling in. That's what it's all about to you anyway, isn't it? Then what?
They walk in His ways.
They walk in the Lord's ways, not Jim Baker's or Charles Stanley or what's that guy in Baton Rouge?
Jimmy Swaggart.
I went. We were going through Baton Rouge one time, and we pulled into his compound. And I went to the... And all the different buildings there are rented out to different government agencies, because nobody's sending money into him, I guess. And so I wanted to see him. We could see his car out there. And they said, he's not here. Of course, it's all right to lie, right, Jimmy? I've sent him many warnings. It cost him over $100 and some to send him a wire one day. And I told him, if he doesn't stop saying the things that he's doing, and Jim Baker, too, saying that there's a wart on somebody's nose out there, and I guess, you know, and it's healed right now. I'll tell you, it's healed right now. God doesn't tell you, you know, there's somebody out there with a wart on their nose. Why? Because there's probably 100 million of them out there with warts on their nose, okay? You want to get rid of the wart on your nose, go to one of these guys and they'll burn it off for you. Okay, it takes a little drop. Okay, then what? They just freeze it off. It'll be gone, you know, falls right off. Okay, then what?
Matthew chapter 5, verse 48. Be ye therefore perfect.
Okay, this is the New Testament too, folks. But Charles Stanley says no one's perfect. And so don't listen to the Lord. Listen to Chuck Stanley, right? Chuck, you're not perfect, huh? Are you kinky like Larry Kink? Okay, then what?
Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect.
That's a commandment. Now, if you break the commandments, you can't get into heaven. If you break one, you've broken them all. Amen?
Amen.
That's what the Bible says. Then what?
2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11. Finally, brethren, farewell. Be perfect. Be of good comfort.
Be perfect. That's for you too, Chuck Stanley and Jim Baker. You don't want to go to where your wife just went, do you? And you kids, look, I'm your friend. I'm telling you the truth, all right? Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to pull you down. You've already made mockery of the gospel and put your own self down. Don't you know that a lot of people are laughing at you, but I'm not laughing at you. I'm the best friend you've got outside of Jesus. I'm telling you the truth. If you people would read the Bible, you'd know that what I'm telling you is the truth. And I know deep down you know that. Okay, all you people out there. But if God has sent you strong delusions to make you believe a lie because the love of God's truth, the love of God's word is not in you, then he sends you strong delusions that your souls might be damned. Read it in the second chapter of 2 Thessalonians, the sixth chapter of Hebrews, and in the book of 2 Peter. You can read it all. There's no private interpretation of the Bible. God is not a democracy. You can't pick and choose what you want to believe and get into the kingdom of heaven. Okay, go ahead.
Be perfect. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live
in... be perfect again. Be of what?
Be perfect. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind.
One mind. Be the, put on the mind of Christ. Not the mind of Chuck Stanley or Larry Kink. Or Jim Baker or Tammy Baker. You know, the world exalts them. And, you know, so many others. I've heard so much false doctrine out of just almost every preacher. And even some people that I admired at one time, they don't even believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. They think it was for people way back, you know, in the book of Acts. And the book of Acts also tells us that the first church, the oldest church, is the church that was born on the day of Pentecost. That's where the Holy Spirit fell on a bunch of Jews in Jerusalem, not Rome, okay? It fell on a bunch of Jews there, and they all spoke in other tongues. And Peter, a Jew, not a pope, he was one that was married. And he preached, the Holy Spirit through him preached a very spiritual message, and 3,000 people were saved. That's the day the church was born. The church of Christ, the real true church, not what they call the church of Christ today, but the true body of Christ was born on the day of Pentecost. It was 3,000 Jews that got saved, and there was 120 brothers and sisters, Jewish brothers and sisters that were filled with the Holy Spirit in Jerusalem in the upper room. All right? Mm-hmm. That's the truth. Rome is not the oldest church. It's the biggest reprobate on the face of this earth. They are a very, I don't know why people can believe in them or their false doctrine, but... anyone that's preaching false doctrine, doesn't make any difference what church they're in. They're still, if they continue doing that and committing sin, they're not going to heaven anyway. I don't care if you're a Catholic or whatever. Yeah, you call yourself a born-again Christian. You're not going to heaven if you just keep preaching that you can sin. And you believe that. You are reprobates. Then what?
Live in peace. And the God of love and peace shall be with you.
Yeah, if you are perfect. All right? And if you say you can't, no one's perfect, you're a liar. Okay?
Amen.
Anyone that walks in the Spirit is perfect. Then what?
Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 13. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors, and teachers.
Now, Jesus gave these jobs to different people to do. Preachers, teachers, pastors, evangelists, and prophets. Then what?
for the perfecting of the saints.
For the perfecting of the saints. Well, Chuck, Stanley, you know, I figure you said that you can't be perfect. Then why did God give those of us the ministry of pastors, preachers, teachers, scribes, apostles, prophets, to perfect you? No, I'm not trying to hurt any of you that I've mentioned your names. The Holy Spirit, through me, is attempting to perfect you. Because there's an old man on television. He comes on about 6 o'clock in the morning over here, and he's been preaching on the book of Hebrews for a long time, and he's preaching the truth, you know. If anyone is preaching the truth, what is that guy's name? Bob somebody, right? I can't remember. Okay, well, I'll try to remember. Get his name next time, and we'll send him money, and we'll exalt him rather than these others. Okay, what else?
For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge...
Yeah, the faith in God's Word, not Charles Stanley.
Amen.
Not Larry Kink. Not Jim and Tammy Baker. They're like black eyes to the ministry. They're a blot. And they have caused the true preachers a lot of trouble. But we've endured it just like Paul endured by the believing the truth and standing on the truth. Okay, we've never done anything other than preach the truth. Okay, then what?
Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God.
Now, how can they come to the truth and the unity of the faith when you people are preaching such fallacy? Don't you people even know that you're preaching false doctrine? Those of you that are hearing me, I just pray that you know that. Then what?
Unto a perfect man.
Okay, now there's the scripture in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 20 and 21. That talks about vessels of honor and dishonor. Okay, can you read that, please? And we're going to continue on with this if we have time. We're running out of time. We got about 5 minutes here.
But in a great house, there are...
In a big house. That means this is the house of God. A great big house. There's what?
There are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth.
Yeah, there's vessels of wood and of earth in your house. You could be a Christian, but still in your house there are vessels of honor and dishonor. Vessels of wood and vessels of earth. Amen?
Amen.
Right. But we need those vessels, but they have to be purged and clean. What are some vessels in your house that are vessels of dishonor? Well, the place where you throw your banana peels. Amen?
Amen.
Or, like, if you don't have one of these disposals, there's a lot of things that you throw into a waste basket or a wooden bucket, right?
Right.
Or, you know, a clay pot. You know, your toilets are vessels of dishonor, but you need them, don't you?
Amen.
But you have to purge them and clean them. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Okay? That's dishonor, a dishonorable place. You don't go to the toilet in the open air because it's would be a disgrace, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody threw banana peels in your mouth, you wouldn't like that. You'd think they're treating you bad, like you're a dishonorable something, right?
Right.
Or a menstruous cloth. You don't throw that. Hey, that isn't any. You throw that in the waste basket and discard it. You've got to purge it and cleanse it. The toilet, you got to flush. Amen. You got to purge it and cleanse it. Now continue on.
And some to honor and some to dishonor.
Yeah, you honor some things in your house and you dishonor them, but you cleanse them though, right?
Amen.
Okay, you got to empty the trash. You got to flush the toilet. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, that's what it means. Then what?
If a man therefore purge himself from these...
Yeah, if you purge yourself and you cleanse everything up and keep it holy, but you don't want to be a vessel of dishonor by saying no one's perfect or not being perfect, because you're going to stand before the judgment bar of God one of these days and you're going to be slung into the lake of fire, friends.
Mm-hmm.
Everything has to be clean, even in a great house. You've got to flush the toilet. You got to purge it, cleanse it. And you also have to empty the waste baskets and the place. You got to get rid of stuff that's not honorable to keep in the house. You don't want to keep a bunch of menstruous cloths in the house, you know. I heard that Howard Hughes kept 5-gallon jugs, hundreds of them, of his own urine. I don't understand that, folks. I mean, there's got to be something going crazy around here. The Bible says that there's all kinds of demons on earth and people are possessed with them. But purge yourself. Oh, how do you purge yourself? The Bible says we purge and cleanse ourselves with the Word of God. Amen.
Amen.
But the Word of God says be perfect. Then for God's sake, be perfect. Study the Word of God. Cleanse yourself with the Word of God. Don't be telling people that you can't be perfect, you reprobate. Stinking weasels. If nobody else will come out against you, Tony Alamo will, yeah. A.K.A. Bernie Lazar Hoffman. This is a Jew that believes God. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, a Jew that said the Bible says we're going to straighten you people out in the last days. You Gentiles have always perverted the Word of God. All right, you're idol worshippers. Then what else?
He shall be a vessel unto honor.
Yeah, if you cleanse it, you could be a vessel of dishonor, but you're... waste basket in your toilet, you got to make it a vessel of honor, even though it's, you know, a vessel of dishonor, you can wash it up, right?
Amen.
Okay. All right, then what?
Sanctified and meet for the master's use.
Yeah, now the master of the house can use something like that. If the trash basket is so full, I can't throw anything in it. If you people have got so much sin in you that you won't receive the Word of God, then you cannot be used by the master. Well, I see my time is up. Gee, I always hate, because we got so many other scriptures that tell that you must be perfect. Amen?
Amen.
Let's read one more real fast. I mean,
Ephesians chapter 5, verses 25 through 27. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word.
By the word. See, I just told you that by the word you cleanse yourself. Then what?
That he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle.
Not one sin, not one spot or wrinkle. Then what?
Or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish.
Holy. Be ye holy, for I am holy, the Lord said. All right, those of you that want to be holy, because the Lord is... I just read to you the scriptures. I had the sister here read it to you. And so the way that you start out is to do what the Lord says. You must be born again. And the way you do that is to start out being born again. And then you have to keep growing in the Lord by reading the word, purging yourself every day, getting the trash out of you, emptying that trash barrel, amen, full of this mm-hmm. false doctrine out of you every day. Flushing the toilet. Amen?
Amen.
Don't be a stinker. Amen?
Amen.
All right, say this prayer. Say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all the my sins, former sins, away in the precious blood that you shed for me. Lord, flush me out. Flush the toilet. I'm a walking toilet, amen,
mm-hmm.
before I'm saved.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to put any more trash in me. I'm going to be a vessel of gold and silver unto the Lord. Lord, wash all my sins away in your precious blood, all my former sins. Enter into me, Jesus. Make me a new creature. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says, and we have, this is a promise, all those that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And Lord, if I've committed any sin because I was unaware that the things that these false preachers were teaching, wash them away too, because you will do that, wash away sins that we didn't know about. So, Lord, I know you've heard me, and I know you've answered me, and I know that I'm saved, and I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now, just raise your hands up and praise and thank the Lord and Sharon for saving your soul. And Sharon, show them four different ways that they can receive a copy, CD or audio tape of absolutely free of this message number 417.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370. That's 479-782-7370, or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Praise the Lord. This is World Pastor Tony Alamo. Tune in tomorrow for another truthful, factual message, a powerhouse message from the Lord God, so that you can be saved, okay? That you can face the Lord on the last day when you go up. Now, because the Word of God is solid, it's the Bible says it's a solid rock. And here are the Alamo Brothers Keepers Quartet. Three of them are missing because they fell away. They started believing that false doctrine. But this is called the Solid Rock.